Well, I think it's sort of been bubbling around for a little bit of time. We had a downtown plan in 2008, and it had as one of the many objectives in it, getting a historic register nomination is one of their recommendations. And since then, we're just completing a consolidated plan for the whole city, and it's popping up again under that because it's one of the we've gotten a lot of objectives completed, a lot of our goals completed, but that one hasn't happened yet.
Why is it a good idea for the revitalization of the city? What do you expect in return for a National Historic Register nomination?
Great question. The biggest reason is it paves the way for more financial incentives and more financial funding. As we researched it, I think people are often afraid, and building owners and the city council, too, we've been concerned that this kind of a nomination might place undue regulations or restrictions or barriers that we don't want downtown. But conversely, I think we're finding, at least at the federal level, the registration by itself, or becoming part of the National Register itself, does not add any new regs. It does, however, offer all hope for being able to obtain federal tax credits, historic tax credits federally, statewide, and a variety of other kinds of grants, et cetera. They require that these buildings be on National Register.
There's a long process involved in getting the Historic Register designation. Give me a thumbnail description of the work that has to be done yet.
Okay, well, first of all, we all have to continue to educate folks around here about what I just said, that just having National Register does not create a bunch of you can't do this, you can't do that. It just creates, you can do these other items, you can find other funds. So the first thing is we have to get that out there, and then, which is beginning to happen. And then we just have to raise the funds. We'll need to go to City Council and formally ask if there's any way they can help, and they may or may not. They have supported a lot of things. So we're going to have to talk to a number of folks to try to raise the dollars. There's a real passion in this area, and it's really been tapped by the volunteers, and we're just starting to see it for the history, because, my gosh, what a history Xenia has, and they haven't ever done this in the downtown. And then after that all happens, we've got a good 9 to 12 months of nominating.
This sounds like a really fun project, and you have some opportunities for the community to get involved.
Well, obviously, we're always looking for dollars at this point
sure.
to get the money there. But even more importantly, we're looking for people who are willing to be volunteers to help get the information for the inventories. Will be extremely important. We're using a Main Street model for the Xenia Downtown Group, and by that I mean we have these different committees: design, organization, economic restructuring, and promotions that volunteers all are working on. I've been just actually blown away by how wildly ambitious these guys are. They're all volunteers, and not all of them are from the downtown even.
You can find out how to get more information about the Xenia Downtown Revitalization Committee on our website at wnku.org under local news. Mary Crockett, good luck with the nomination.
Oh, thank you so much.